Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org. You can hear the show there anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Well, today is an all-music day. Later on in the program, we're going to be speaking with Megan Burns of Flamingo Pink and Faith Page, who is a composer and vocalist. In a few minutes, we're going to be speaking to Lazar Huitin, but first I wanted to play some of his music. Delighted now to welcome Lazar Huitin. He is from Benin, West Africa, and he is doing an event on Sunday, October 18th at the Rail Yard Performance Center. It is a night in Africa. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much.
And Deborah Stevens is the organizer of this event, and Lindy Teresi is here also joining us. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So this is Music and Dance of Benin. Tell us the roots of the music that you play.
Yeah, it came straight from the roots of Vodou celebration in Benin. As you know, probably Benin is a cradle of a Vodou ritual in Africa, to mean that all the Vodou practice from Cuba, from Brazil, from Jamaica, from New Orleans here, all those came from Benin. And Benin as a cradle, you know, keep celebrating, you know, through music and dance, the roots of the African culture.
So what is Vodoun? People think of voodoo and maybe that's a little bit scary.
No, Vodoun, as we will know in Benin, is not what people know here about Vodoun. What people know here about Vodou is just the, let's say, the propaganda of Christianity about Vodou. But Vodou in reality is just a nature celebration. It's a respect for nature and in some way kind of adoration of the power of nature. That's what really Vodou is over there in Benin.
And so how do you celebrate that, and how are the rituals in terms of dance and music connecting to nature?
Yeah. All the dance of Benin in reality derive from Vodou celebration. And it's just enjoyment in reality. It's a celebration in reality of a life. But not just the life of the people, of the human being, but the life of all beings. The life of the people, as well as the life of the tree, the life of the mountain, the life of the river, the life of the lion. You know, it's just all life, all life. And we like to, and we love, you know, to celebrate that. What we are going to do on Sunday is more the celebration of the energy of the first morning. We call that the dance of the first morning, or the experience of the first morning, you know, which is just a simple dance, a simple movement to evaluate and to appreciate and to love, you know, the amazing fact that is our energy of the first morning when we were born, or which is kind of a birthday celebration in reality.
So when you celebrate this, do you make the nature in your music? Do you, for example, make the nature sounds of morning?
All those are in. But you know, we use a lot of drum, the drum music. We use a lot of other sound, as you are saying. But also, you know, a lot of voice as well.
In Vodou, as you practice it, there is, among other things, a relationship to the ancestors, if I understand correctly.
Completely.
How do you understand what happens to the ancestors when they pass on, and then how do you keep that relationship going?
I think that is something completely automatic in Africa, not only in Benin, but in all Africa. People just go with both axes of those two realities. You know, the ancestor in one hand, and the Vodou ritual, the nature respect in the other hand. Yeah.
And so when, I guess, there are people who feel that when a person dies, then they go to heaven, and that's it. But the African way of conceiving that is different.
Completely different. For example, if you come to me in my village in Benin, I had, some friends. When they came, the first place my mom brought to them is on the grave of my dad, who was dead. And they were so impressed because they said, wow, the one who is dead is never absent in Africa. You know, they are still part of the family. Everybody still respect them. And they are almost alive like any other live people in the family. To mean that, you know, I'm so happy that you addressed that. Because that is a completely different way of seeing the dead people. In Africa, people never, you know, like we used to say, the one who died in Africa is never dead. He's still in the family, and he's still part of the family, and he's still there all the time, and he still have the most respect people can still offer to him or to her.
And so you communicate with that person
exactly.
Who's dead
exactly.
Through offerings, through music,
through
keeping
through dance,
them alive.
Yeah.
Do they
yeah.
communicate with you?
That I cannot know for sure because, you know, what we try to communicate, we know. But what the one who is not there can communicate, I could not talk about that because I don't know.
We're talking to Lazar Wittin. And he is giving a performance this Sunday at the Rail Yard Performance Center at 7 in the evening, Sunday the 18th of October. So tell us about what the performance is like. Do you have lots of other people with you performing?
Sure. A lot of drummers, a lot of musicians, a lot of dancers. And it's participatory. but in a completely free way. That means, you know, nobody could be afraid to come because there are no competition at all. There are no dance competition, no physical ability competition. It's just a simple celebration, simple enjoyment of life. So there are nothing to be afraid about. So everybody is welcome, no matter the age, no matter the religion, no matter the political position, just the people from all walk of life are definitely welcome, and we definitely enjoy. And those who were there yesterday night, you know, they were so happy to share what they feel, and I'm so happy, you know, to have right here, you know, on my left, you know, one of those who were in that experience last night.
So, Lindy, you were there, I guess, participating in a workshop.
Yes, I was.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it was Lazare's Jobet experience, and it felt very mystical to me and yet very grounded with the drumming. And he just gently, respectfully invited us to participate, and it created such a safe, honoring place. And it was about celebrating our own presence, and just simply being ourselves was enough. And in that invitation and in his presence is so profound, and what he does, it was very rich experience.
Now, Lazare, you are from a village, as we talked about, in Benin, and, you know, these are the performance that you're giving is about the rituals and the celebration of the first day and so on. What about in your daily life? What is the role, just going about your day, of dance and music?
Yes, in reality, I'm a theater and African music director. I do that, you know, the ritual we are going to have on a Sunday, as well as a main stage show. But as officer from the culture of Benin, you know, from the Ministry of Culture in Benin, I have been producing, you know, so many groundbreaking shows that today the main things I'm doing. I'm no more working for the government of Benin, and I have been now here in the U.S. for, let's say, 20 years. So I'm so happy, you know, that people enjoy so much what I'm doing. I'm so happy of, you know, the great expectation or the great result, you know, that bring to all people here in America. Anywhere I went, you know, starting with Chicago, Arrow Washington Center in Chicago, Notre Dame University in Indiana, Whittier College in California, Caltech in California, you know, so many places. And I could never stay 20 years in America if people, you know, didn't value it so much. That's what I'm trying just to share in my very simple way.
Tell us more about the theater that you're involved in.
Yes. to tell the truth, the theater, you know, that gave me, you know, that grant, because by the time I was 21 in Benin, I started my own theatrical group called Les Cerveaux Noirs, you know, which in 3 years become the most famous theatrical group in the country. And that's how the government of Benin sent me to Paris, you know, to study drama, because, you know, everybody think that I'm more useful for the country doing my theatrical production than going to teach French in classroom, because also I was also in teacher training school. So since that time, you know, I have been the main officer taking care of all the ritual celebration for the government of Benin for 20 years. Bringing African dance show to so many festivals around the world. Here in America, in Alabama, in Cuba, I have been performing in Havana with Fidel Castro in the audience. I perform in Libya with Gaddafi in the audience. And I perform in Benin with the French first president, François Mitterrand, in the audience. I perform at so many places, and I did so many festivals around the world. what I'm doing today is just an extension of that. Because after doing so many main stage show, I feel that I need to do something for the common people. So what we are going to have Sunday is just sharing that. Of course, but at the same time, you know, I can put on a big main stage show, and that's what we will be doing here in Santa Fe in June 2010, you know, probably in Lenzik Theater here.
We must hope. Deborah Stevens, you are the organizer and actually are trying to bring Lazar and his group to a large stage in town.
Yeah, we are, and we are talking to the Lenzik about the possibility of performing next year here, and also perhaps at the folk art market. And there are some other places around the Southwest that we'd like to have him perform. And we'd like to make that happen, so if anybody can help us to do so, we'd like to talk to them about that.
Lazar, getting back to the place where you grew up, one of the things that I think is, and I guess this is just my own opinion, but that is unfortunate about American culture, is that we don't necessarily grow up dancing and singing and playing music as children. Or if we do, it's going to ballet class and then coming home, but not doing it at home. And I imagine that in the life where you grew up, it's very different for young people.
Yeah, completely different. And I'm so happy that you come with that question, because in all my program in school, for as well young kid, as well as the university level, what I used to tell everybody is there are no dance school in Africa. And everybody dance. The children, they just grow up in a dancing environment. And they pick up the dance. The music also, most of the time, just as baby, the small baby in Africa, learn to sing and learn to dance just to the mom, you know. And if you are mom in Africa and you are not able to make your baby dancing, everybody will say you are kind of a funny mom, because the mom who cannot make dancing the baby is not really a mom in Africa. So what me I happen to discover through my own experience is that the dancing and the playing the music and the music form in Africa just come from the environment. It's not through schools. For example, in Benin, or you know what I used to tell the Ministry of Culture in Benin, you know, last time, you know, I was in a big meeting, I tell them, you know, we here in Benin, we don't need necessary school to teach music or to teach dance. But what we need is just school to teach arrangements. How to arrange what is there already, and how to make better what is there already, or how to market what is there already. So what Deb was saying, you know, very soon about, you know, a booking agent or a need for booking agent or need for a grand writer, for example, are just what we need. But because the product is there, the raw product is there, and the only need really, especially in Africa, not only in Benin, but in all over Africa, that's what you really need, because the regular, you know, the dancer of Africa, the musician of Africa, they are there, and with a lot of talent already. So the need is not to have a school to teach them how to dance or to teach how to play music, but it's more to, you know, to teach them how to come with a better product for the market, or how to get in the market,
right?
Because very often they don't have access to the market. For example, about Benin, one of the only famous artist, singer of Benin is Angelique Kidjo, because she got record label, because she got booking agent, because she got a producer, she got all those things. But there are also so many other artists, not only in Benin but all over Africa, who very often don't have those possibilities. And what we will need, like Deb said, is just those people, you know, who can help, to fly.
It's such an interesting thing, because the so-called first world or the industrialized world has so much in terms of material wealth, but Africa has so much in terms of heart and music that the rest of the world desperately needs and is looking for.
Exactly. Yes, I completely agree with you, because through my 20 years in America, that one of the biggest conclusion I came to, you know, which is for the human relationship management, for the enjoyment of what can come straight from the soul, from the heart, Africa still have a lot to share. I don't mean only Africa, but there are also a lot of other parts of the world, you know, who still have a lot to share. And just by being able, you know, to bring that peace together and combine with, you know, the high technology development of the West, including the U.S., you know, we have a definitely better place for everybody.
So at the concert on Sunday at the Rail Yard Performance Center here in Santa Fe, people are not just going to be sitting in their chairs watching. They can also dance.
Of course, you know, anybody who wants to, you know, very, you know, to, in any way they would like, you know, they will be able to do it, because it can be participatory and they can do anything they want, you know. And, but everybody needs to be sure that, you know, there are no commitment at all. And anybody who doesn't want to do it can just watch what they are doing. To mean that, you know, it's a very relaxed situation. And that will go back to the concept of Jogbe. Jogbe means, it in African language, Jogbe means jaw, means birth. Be means day. So Jogbe means birthday.
Birthday.
So it's just a simple celebration. And, you know, everybody just enjoy it. And there are no headache, there are nothing to worry about. And there are nothing wrong in that celebration, in that ritual.
Lazar Wettin is a performer and artist from Benin, West Africa. And once again, Sunday, October 18th, 7 to 9 at the Rail Yard Performance Center. And we're going to go out listening to some of your music.
Thank you very much for that. Yeah, the music from, you know, former session of in California mainly.
And thank you also, Deborah Stevens and Lindy Teresi, for being here with us.
Bye. I have to go somewhere. Stars blow my mind until I remember that we're all the same. And inside there is no light on, so I'll drink all the glow in the dark that I can get my hands on. If I could only get my hands on.
Listening to Typewriter by Flamingo Pink, and Flamingo Pink is Megan Burns, who is sitting in the baking company with us. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having me.
So this is sounds like a band, but it's really just you.
It is just me.
You are a kind of a one-man band. You're playing on this coming Saturday at Backroad Pizza. And you do acoustic music, but you do all sorts of things and use all kinds of instruments.
I do. When I play live, I do just my guitar and myself. But when I'm recording, I record on my computer at home. And I just layer a bunch of tracks with guitar, and then sometimes I'll put violin or tambourine or computer-generated effects. And then sometimes I'll have up to like 10 different tracks of vocal harmonization, which I really like doing.
And it's all you, and it's all done at home.
Yeah.
Do you miss the experience of playing with a band, or do you hope to do that?
I do hope to do that. I've never actually done that very seriously. I've played around with friends, which I do like doing, but I don't have a lot of experience with it, so I don't know how to do it all that well yet. But I would like to do that. I've put it out there a little bit that I would like to get a band together at some point. Probably next year is most realistic. Get a violin player, some other vocalists, some more guitarists. It would be really cool.
So you have a MySpace page, and some of the influences that you cite on your band page are energy-saving light bulbs, bathtubs, friends, rainbows, things that go bump in the night.
Yes.
What about, which is hilarious, but what about musical influences?
I find that to be a really hard question to answer, which is partially why I put those kind of abstract things. I occasionally listen to music. I go through phases where I listen to music a lot, and I have some really good friends who make me mixes or give me the newest bands, you know, that are out there. But I don't seek music often myself, and I go through phases where I don't really listen to much music. And I think I did probably as a young teenager, which probably helped to influence me, some female singer-songwriters, Fiona Apple, Sarah McLachlan, Jewel, back in the 90s. But I don't really know how I'm being influenced exactly. And I know what I like, but often I can't even name the bands that I'm listening to right now. So it's kind of strange to be a musician that doesn't consider herself musically in the know.
Now, you went to high school here in Santa Fe.
I did.
And decided to stick around, as a lot of people don't.
Yeah, I did. I had a really good job. I still have it at the Santa Fe Performing Arts. I started acting there as a teen, and then I started as a production assistant, and now I've worked my way up over the last 6 years. I'm the associate director over there, and I do the costumes for the shows. So essentially I had the job right out of high school that I would have gone to college for at the time, and I decided that I didn't want to pay money to do what I was being paid to do at the time. So
and to get in unbelievable debt.
Right.
And then have to find a job that
right.
not only pays the bills, but pays your debt.
Oh my God, I know.
It's such an interesting phenomenon. I was talking to some of the guys from Meow Wolf, I think it was last year, and one of them said, why should I go to art school and incur a massive amount of student loan debt when I could try, you know, just teach myself or work with other artists?
Yeah.
Is that something you see among people in who are now in their 20s?
I see a lot of my friends, a lot of people in my group have not gone to school for that reason. And a lot of people that I know that have gone to school or are in school or now going to graduate school, it's stressful for them to just live and do their art because they do have that massive amount of debt that they have to be paying off, and so they do feel pressure to have jobs that they don't necessarily love. Whereas I feel like most of the people who didn't go to school and are able to just be doing their art and be making a little bit of money and scraping by, they might have a little more time on their hands than might be healthy, but they're creative all the time.
We're talking to Megan Burns, and her one-man band is called, why do you call it Flamingo Pink?
To be honest, I cannot remember why I named myself that. I was 17 when I named myself that. And I have no idea where that came from. I guess I thought it was catchy. That's kind of cute.
Well, I suppose if you do add a band, you don't have to change the name of it.
Right.
And you will be playing at Backroads Pizza on this Saturday, October 17th, at...
I will play from 8 to 9.
From 8 to 9 in the evening. What's that venue like?
The venue is great.
To play.
I like it a lot. I sit on that table that's a little bit higher up, so it's a little bit of a stage, which is great. The people there are really friendly. I've had no problems with the booking agents over there. And the venue's nice. Sometimes it's loud, and you know, sometimes I get a little drowned out, but I just do what I'm doing, and sometimes people come and they really listen, and that's really nice, so it varies. But it sounds good. You know, it's a big open space, and the sound travels well, so...
And some people, I would imagine, are attentive listeners, and other ones are eating pizza.
Exactly.
So what are your hopes and plans for your music?
Eventually, I would like to take it on the road. I know I'll do that at some point in my life. I would like to start a band at some point, so if anybody enjoys listening to, you know, these little clips and want to join me, you can find me on MySpace. But mostly, I just like to have it be a creative outlet.
Megan, you've made some CDs.
I have. The songs that are that you're playing, this album is called Chapter 10, and it is the 10th album that I've made. And there are a few that I've made that have been ambient music from Meow Wolf art installations. So I think the last three, the music that you may have heard playing during the openings is like just electronic stuff that I've made. But I've been recording albums probably for 3 or 4 years, and all on my computer on my bed.
Do you make them available to people who want to purchase them?
Yeah, absolutely. I usually bring CDs. There'll be CDs for sale at the Backroad show, and I usually bring a couple different CDs, usually my favorites, and then the most recent, and then sometimes I'll make, you know, compilations of my favorite songs from, you know, different CDs over the years.
What is your MySpace address?
It's myspace.com/flamingopinky, P-I-N-K-I-E.
Megan Burns is Flamingo Pink. We will see you this Saturday night at Backroad Pizza, and you're there once a month.
Yeah, usually the third Saturday.
Wonderful to have you on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
And we're going to go out with a little more music by Megan Burns, Flamingo Pink. To welcome Faith Page. She is a composer, pianist, and vocalist, and she will be playing at Vanessi this Sunday, October 18th at 4 in the afternoon. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So you have a long and varied history in music. You sing in many languages, and you play and sing quite a variety of music. And in fact, this Sunday's concert is not only you, but invited guests. Let's start. Just tell us about this concert and how it came together.
Well, the concert actually has evolved on its own. I was at Vanessi's for a concert the first week of May, and it was so successful that Vanessi extended an open invitation to return. And when they told me that October would be a good month, I looked at the calendar and I chose the 18th because it's a full moon and it's autumn, and there's so many wonderful autumn songs, and like Autumn in New York.
Right.
And I love the moon so much, so I have to throw in some full moon songs. And the title, Faith and Friends, has really a lot of meaning behind it. First of all, the subject of faith itself, which is my name, I've just begun to really understand it's not a religious thing. It's not a set of rules. It's a bridge. Faith is a bridge that connects our material world to the unseen world. And I think I'm, for this concert, being thrown through a lot of hurdles almost to prove that that is a reality. in my life. And I know it's going to be an incredible event.
So let's talk about the friends who are in it.
Well, Monica Cawson is an incredible opera singer who lives in Santa Fe. She was in the Nino Rota opera here in Santa Fe. I forget the title of it. She's also been the lead in Carmen, in Don Giovanni, not necessarily in Santa Fe, but different places. And when she came into practice with me for the first time and looked at the music that I'd written, which is a soprano aria for a Broadway show I'm working on right now.
Sung in operatic style as opposed to Broadway style?
I meant originally for it to be Broadway. But I have to tell you, when Monica came in and sang it, by the time we got to the end of the song, I couldn't see the music. The tears were filling my eyes. It was so powerful, the way she sang it. It sounded like an aria. And it almost made me want to make it into an opera. It lends itself in terms of the plot. But the song she's going to sing is called Gone. And it's where the lead character has just been forced to watch her loved one beheaded below her window.
Good
and
heavens.
She sings the song Gone, and it's powerful and dramatic. It's fabulous.
Not a French Revolution kind of thing.
No, it takes place in the Middle East in like the late 1700s. And the lead actress plays a part of a concubine in the king's harem.
Okay. We're talking to Faith Page. So Faith and Friends is the concert this coming Sunday at Vanessi. Now, you do standards from the American Songbook, and as you said, autumn songs and so on, and also a lot of your own work. You have a new song that you're going to be featuring, a couple of new songs.
Yes, a couple of new ones. Some Santa Feans have heard the song My Reality already, and they have absolutely adored it. It's a song dealing with the economy and how we can relate to what's going on in our world without feeling helpless, and understanding that the economy is not reality, although we were told as kids, face reality, you know, and that usually meant money. It's actually a superficial.
And it usually meant not pursuing your artistic dreams.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But as we get older, we realize that the real things, the reality in life is not money. It is, you know, nature and your own body and your soul and your heart and love, and all of those things are actual reality. And it this song leaves you not feeling powerless anymore, no matter what's going on around you. It's somewhat sarcastic. People will get a laugh or two out of it, but at the same time, it's powerful. It asks questions. It doesn't make statements.
Now, you sing in a lot of different languages. How did you come to this multilingual way of working?
That's a good question. My dad was a concert violinist, and I was born in Guatemala City at midnight in a thunder and lightning storm, and almost died. Complications in childbirth, and delivered by a midwife who didn't understand the complications. And when I was finally born, my dad started to cry and said, "Her name will be Miracle," in his dramatic style. And my mom, of course, said, "You can't do that to her. But we'll call her Faith." So that's how I got my name. And I've traveled the entire world with my dad. I have no hometown. Lived in all countries all over the world. And Santa Fe is where my heart has brought me now.
And so, but you lived you sing in what? Greek, Italian, Spanish, Celtic? No.
No, I play Celtic songs. I love them, but I don't sing Celtic.
Even a language, what would it be
yeah,
called?
There is actually a language. But, you know, just rolling your R's in the proper spots and things like that kind of suffice for Irish music sometimes. I sing in French. I love to do Edith Piaf and Jacques Brel. And in fact, I will be including the wonderful French song, which we know of as Autumn Leaves, but was actually written as Les Feuilles Mortes, the falling. It, the dead leaves, it means.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be doing one verse in French and then going, and chorus in French and going into English. Lots of Spanish. I can sing Spanish for 4 hours without stopping. Italian, adore singing in Italian. Greek, I sing 3 different ones, and they're all fun. Everyone gets up and does a Greek dance when I do those. And what have I left out? A Hebrew song.
So people can get a taste of this on Sunday with Faith and Friends in concert at Vanessi at 4 in the afternoon. For more information, people can go to faithpage.net, and they can also call Vanessi at 982-9966. Thank you so much for being with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Oh, what a pleasure. Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
And we're going to go out with some of your music from the disc Magic, and you will have your discs there on Sunday at Vanessi.
Of course, yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nena, nena, que mira, mira va. Nena, nena, que mira, mira va. Cuando al mundo me trajo mi madre, sin contar con mi vendavana, me enseñaron algunos cantares que en ellos me valgo pa' no trabajar. Yo no soy gitano canastero, ni soy sartenero, ni soy bailador. Yo camelo que todo el mundo entero se quita el sombrero, lo mismo que yo. Dale, 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 pienso borriquillo. Dale pa' que pueda caminar. Dale, 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 pienso borriquillo. Dale que si no puedo arrancar, nena, nena, que mira, mira, va, nena, nena, que mira, mira, va, sasa. Era yo gitano, señorito, y acabo de aconsejo de mi lindo profesor. Hoy, vende estas hechuras, me llama todo payo, gitano, señorón. Dale, dale, pienso borriquillo, dale pa' que pueda caminar. Aún la cambiaremos por un carro si encontramos un gallego en paladar. Tra-la-la, su borrico ya murió. Tra-la-la, pa' qué queda se va. Nena, nena, que mira, mira, va. Cuando tengo ganitas de fiesta, como soy señorón de postín, me coloco mi smoking de seda en un automóvil, me panto hasta aquí. Yo no bebo tequila barato, ni fumo tabaco que sabe a serrín. Bebo whisky en el salón Versalles y soy un machote flamenco y caní. Dale, 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 pienso por el guito. Dale pa' que pueda caminar. Dale, 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 pienso borriquillo. Dale que si no, no puedo arrancar. Nena, nena, que mira, mira, va. Nena, nena, que mira, mira, va. ¡Sasa! Era yo gitano, señorito, y acabo de acontecer que mi lento progresó. Hoy me vende estas hechuras, me llama todo payo el gitano, señorón. Dale, dale, pienso borriquillo. Dale pa' que pueda caminar. La cambiaremos por un carro si encontramos un gache con paladar. Tra-la-la, si el borrico ya murió. Tra-la-la, pa' que quiera se va.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I'm Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org and podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org, and you can find me at facebook.com/radiocafe. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, the Jazz Experience.